in case it's usable.
What is evidence again?
That the second part of the book is, you know, all these, well, I'm not going to call them appendices anymore, but they're part two. But they're all like separate articles. And they are, many of them are just editable without, on their own. You know, some of them, I've had a couple of them in the BTG, and they, you know, they work on their own. So those are things that you could start retreating into.
That's good. The more I can get done before we get together for that retreat, the better.
That's, yeah, these are things that we'll probably have to touch bases on them, but these are things that you know, I can just do a parallel to with writing.
Well, yeah, but I still don't have an overall view of the book. You know, when you send me those, I've got all these files, and
I don't understand how you can always get distracted by such details, like having an overall view and stuff like that.
It's what editors do. This is one of the things editors try to do. And I realize that you're taking me on board because I don't know what I'm doing, so that you can get away with whatever you want.
No.
But, you know, there's probably a limit to that.
No, I mean, we discussed last year at Janmashtami about the... Anyway, we'll obviously sit down and spend a day coming up to speed on at least what I've done since last year, because we haven't met. We won't have met for an entire year. But
I was thinking about retreating to work on the Bhagavad-gita. I really want to get that book done, you know.
I know, but I don't. I'd rather just, you know, take off a little time after we finish this book than I can't do two books at the same time. But like I say, these other you have quite a few of them. You can look at them and you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about, at least before you come, and then you'll see that there are like 10, 15, 20 page you know, they're articles, either philosophical or they're explanations, further explanations on Leela or pastime, which is too long to just sort of like put into the curriculum.
Are they going to be referred to in the main text, in the body of the text?
Yeah, they're all referred to. They're all referred.
What they are is appendices.
Yeah, but we're not calling them appendices because they just make up part one. They're just referred to from part one and part two.
Can we turn off the video and let me hear
okay.
What you just said last part?
Okay, I turned mine off.
Yeah. Now, explain to me why it's not.
But you haven't turned yours off. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
What did you want me to explain?
Why you think it's not an appendix? Because you have a tendency to just think anything is what it is. just because you think it. But, you know, in fact, they are, in essence, in effect, they are appendices because they are, you know, not the main body of the text, but they explain things that are in the text, isn't it?
Yes. And I guess it's something that we can duke out when you're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fact that it's... We can call it whatever we want to call it, but in effect, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Except... You'll have to refer to them, and you will probably refer to them.
They are being referred to. They're all being referred to. There's different types of references. There's actual... you know... Whether they're endnotes or there's actual endnotes and references, like I said, there's explanatory notes. There's references for to Shastra, and then there's these lengthy appendices that run from eight to 20 pages, and they make a very nice second, and they comprise the whole second volume. They're equal in length to the first volume. The one reason that we discussed up to now here, that we discussed the not following the appendices, is that devotees wouldn't read them. If you just say that they're an appendix, but because of the bulk,
only that they think you're nuts to have a second volume called the appendices.
yeah, because the bulk of the book, because so much of the book is that every chapter has these, you know, sometimes one, sometimes two. For instance, in this Govardhan one, I did one just on this whole concept of how things appear in Goloka Vrindavan, where everything's eternal and there's no beginning and end to things. How things appear and they come to an end. For instance, how Giriraj Govardhan is said to have actually taken birth from Krishna's heart. So that's a philosophical issue. Many of them, probably more than half of them, are just all philosophy. And like I sent you this one on this Apsara or Chandrakanti, which is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And I did different scriptural references of her and sort of explained her tattva, what she was. You read that, didn't you?
Part of it.
Yeah. Anyway, those things. So devotees aren't going to be so much inclined to read what the appendices, but if you call them part two, anyway, well, we can discuss that. It's something that requires to be discussed.
Yeah, how to structure it. Yeah.
But
I may have to take some counsel about that also.
Yes.
Yeah. I may even take counsel from Jai Dwaita Maharaj how best to structure that.
It's just something that he really needs to see in order to digest. But anyway, whatever they are, as a detail, they're editable because they're not like a, you know, flow as the rest of this, as the Parikram is. They're just like all
okay,
one
so
off.
I'll come there.
Yeah,
it's good.
And that will keep you busy. In fact, it's something that you may want to consider, that if you want to start sort of getting into gear, you could. It's something that you could already start working on.
Well, I thought that you were going to resend me everything just to make sure that I have the most up to date things you've been doing.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
Remember, I said I mentioned that.
Yes. Yeah.
Just let me delete whatever I have, because I'm not even sure what phase it's in or what's going on. You know, a lot of the files that I have are from a long, long time ago. I'd just rather have you resend me everything, and I have one clean file where that I'm sure is, you know, up to date with what you've done.
Okay. I haven't. You know, you've got old files because I've been writing this for 2 years now, but it was 2 years ago that I started it.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know, I want you to be prepared that psychologically, that, you know, I'm not going to be able to extend that 5 month marathon you have planned out. I'm not going to be able to extend it past that time. So, you know, if it takes longer to edit that book, there's going to have to be a space of time that allows me to go and do what I need to do, you know, if we have to extend it.
I mean, that's understandable. That's already an overgenerous contribution. But you know what? All right, I'll send everything. Well, either I'll send it here from Budapest, or I'll send it when I get to the farm. And then maybe we should have a discussion about the part two. They're all called part two appendices. Anyway, whatever they are, and then you can we can talk.
This has to be thought out how to organize this.
And then
how to title everything. anything and how to...
Yeah, but aside from that, if you just give it a little time, you can see that these are things that you can actually edit, not on a marathon, doing just what you're doing, traveling, because they're so brief, and they don't impact on the first part of the book, on the bulk of the book, and they don't impact on each other. They're just dependencies. They're that. So that may be something that, you know, you could start sort of sharpening your pen by working on them. And for me, then it would be more constructive than right now than working on Vaynergita, and it would allow you to really to just get into the flow of the, at least this part, that part of the book.
Yeah. Okay.
And we could be getting a head jump on that.
Yeah, that's what I think is a good idea. Cause
yeah.
You know, to me, think, you know, 5 months, 10 pages a day, you know, it's really a hard thing. It's really hard to do that kind of editing. You know, everything. You know,
but that's only
the kind of marathon I kind of like pledged I wouldn't do anymore.
5 months, yeah, 10 pages a day. 5 months is how many days? Is 15? No, how many days in a month? 150. Yeah, 150 times 10 is 1500. That's it, babe. That's it. 1500 pages.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm trying to tell you is that is, you know, just assuming that nothing happens, health-wise or otherwise, you know, 10 pages a day every single day is so unused to what I've been doing. Anyway, let's see what happens.
Anyway, but we'll have good chairs. Shambhari will be here to give you a massage. And
you've got a shrink there to keep me sane, you know.
Maybe I'll rent one of these massage chairs, and you can sit in it, and you know it gives a massage at the same time.
Anyway, that'll just put me to sleep. But anyway, I hear you.
Okay, so listen, this is good. We're now thinking. Why don't we try and do that? Why don't you try and like polish off a couple of hundred pages before you even get here?
Okay, Maharaj.
I'll send it off. Let's see how I do, either from here or from the farm. Here it's faster, right? How here it's like 400 kilobytes a second. How much was it over there? At the farm. I think it was half that speed, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Okay, fantasticus. Now I can get on to doing the puja deities of Hadra Raj Bhog. Boy, I'm so slow. And then